It's St Andrew's Day, and there have been numerous Andrew connections for the Celts across the years. Most obviously, this includes players named Andrew, although surprisingly, not as many Celts as you might think have had this name, but there have been other links too. For some reason, many of the most prominent Celtic Andrews have been forwards. Arguably the most significant, certainly in the era following World War II, has been Andy Walker. In recent times, some fans have taken issue with Walker in his role as a TV pundit, but he still has a major place in Celtic history. He arrived at Celtic from Motherwell in 1987. Walker went on to have a major impact, finishing top scorer as the boys claimed a centenary League and Cup double. In particular, his Scottish Cup semi-final winner versus Hearts was essential to claiming that season's cup, as well as being one of that year's most dramatic moments. Andy Walker left Celtic in 1991, but returned to Parkhead from 94 until 96, playing his part in the 1995 Scottish Cup triumph. Another forward from that era was Andy Payton. Like so many players in the early 1990s, he didn't enjoy much success. However, his 15 goals in 36 games was a good return. And frankly, the decision to replace him with Wayne Biggins has always been a bizarre one. A much more important forward, though perhaps little known in the modern era, was Andy McAtee. The Croy man played for the Celts more than 400 times between 1910 and 1924, apart from time served as a gunner during World War I. He won 10 major trophies with Celtic, scoring 69 goals in the process. In fact, he's joint 8th in Celtic records for scoring in consecutive seasons, doing so 14 times. Apart from forwards, other Andrews have worn the green and white too. Andy Lynch was a sometimes left winger or left back who had a transnational career, playing not only in Scotland but also in America and Canada. He spent 7 years at Parkhead, winning various competitions. One prominent moment came as part of the 10 men won the league game when Celts beat Rangers 4-2 to claim the 1979 title. And, on a personal level, he scored the only goal of the match as Celtic beat the Ibrox side to claim the 1977 Scottish Cup. Andy Ritchie was another notable man to have that first name and pull on the hoops. An attacking midfielder, he spent 3 years at Celtic in the mid-70s, although he's certainly best known for his time at Morton after leaving Parkhead. In particular, his track record of helping the Greenock men to challenge Celtic made him often a thorn in the boys' side. There's been other Andrews at Celtic too, often making only fleeting appearances. Andy McConduchy was a young goalkeeper who once played for Celtic in 1998. Due to a goalkeeping crisis, he almost appeared in the famous 5-1 victory over Rangers in November 98, but Tony Warner was instead signed. As well as Andrew as a first name, numerous other Celts have had variations of this title. One that might give nightmares to fans of a certain age is Ian Andrews. The English goalkeeper was at the club for just over a year in the late 1980s. Unfortunately, his appearances would perhaps be better suited to a discussion of Halloween rather than St Andrew's Day. Signed from Leicester City, he started off well. However, a 5-1 hammering at Ibrox in August 1988 set the tone for his time, and he had few chances after that. In fact, a year later he actually got sent off at the same ground in a reserve match. Much happier Andrew memories belong to people with the German equivalent of Andrew as their name, Andreas. The first of these, Andreas Thom, was a hugely popular and skillful forward in the 1990s. Signed by Tommy Burns for more than £2 million, he spent almost 3 years at the club, including winning the 1995 Scottish Cup. Thom also claimed a League Cup and title medal, though his ability deserved more in the way of trophies. He is one of a small number of players to have represented more than one international country, playing for East Germany and the reunified Germany too. 10 years after Thom departed Parkhead, another German Andreas walked in the door. In this case, it was the defender Andreas Hinkel. Like his namesake, he was a German internationalist who spent 3 years in Glasgow's East End. Hinkel won the League and League Cup with Celtic, his most celebrated moment possibly being the final day title triumph in 2008, when the boys won the league at Tannadice. Although many Celts have been called Andrew, there are other Celtic and Andrew connections. For one thing, the boys have actually played in the Scottish town of St Andrews. Celtic fans will know that the boys have often gone to Fife, and players such as John Thompson have hailed from the kingdom. However, in 1897, when Celtic were participating in a tour of Scotland, they went to Kness Park in the town. The Glasgow men beat Ancient City Athletic 4-1 in a friendly match. But one St Andrews game that has much less positive memories came during Tommy Byrne's time as manager. In July 1995, just months after winning the Scottish Cup, the Hoops travelled to Birmingham for a so-called friendly, although the reception they received in the Midlands made a mockery of that word. Playing at Birmingham City's home ground of St Andrews, Celtic lost the game 1-0. However, no one really cared about this. What was a problem was the organised right-wing violence, which saw Celtic fans subjected to attacks throughout the day. It even witnessed Birmingham Chief Executive Karen Brady enter her own crowd to remonstrate with local fans. On a smaller level, there are other boys' connections with St Andrews. For one thing, St Andrews Cathedral in Glasgow has been host to numerous Celtic funerals, including the defender Jim Brogan, one of the heroes of Celtic's 1970 European Cup final run. In addition to all of this, there have been fixtures that Celtic have played on St Andrews Day, some of which are iconic moments in the club's history. Of all these, surely the most important came in 1966. On that day, Celtic went to France and beat Nantes 3-1. It was a game that took Celtic on the road to glory in Lisbon in 1967. And in 1997, the Celts celebrated at Ibrox when they beat Dundee United 3-0 to claim the league title. Not only did this match give Wim Jansen his first Celtic trophy, it was also the catalyst to win Celtic's first title in a decade, stopping Rangers' own 10-in-a-row attempt. So there's lots of Celtic history linked to St Andrew, but there is one downside of connecting the Hoops with the saint. As well as being Scotland's patron saint, as well as other countries like Greece and Russia, he's also the patron saint of the Rangers. But in that case, it's the US Army Rangers, rather than new sides from the Ibrox area, so perhaps something that can be overlooked. So if you are raising a dram, or any other drink later on to toast St Andrew's Day, Slangema. And if you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X. You can also take part in a free Celtic History walking tour. Visit CelticWalkingTours.wordpress.com for more information.